is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the White House is warning Israel what had Hamas a major win by staging a full assault in Rafah.
President Biden has threatened to halt more offensive aid to Israel if it goes through with a major operation in Rafah, and his efforts to reach a ceasefire continue.
Any kind of major Rafah ground operation would actually strengthen Hamas's hands at the negotiating table, not Israel's.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says more civilian deaths in Rafah would only help Hamas's leader make a case against Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will stand alone if need be. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the West Thursday of risking a global conflict and said no one would be allowed to threaten the world's biggest nuclear powers as Russia marked the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in war-torn World War II. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
Despite unseasonably cold weather and snow, crowds of Russians gathered in the center of Moscow to watch the Victory Day parade. The Soviet Union lost 27 million people in World War II, including many millions in Ukraine. But this year, the parade was pared down, indicating strains born from more than 2 years of war in Ukraine. Ukraine and the West say Putin is engaged in an imperial-style land grab. Russian officials warn that the Ukraine war is entering the most dangerous phase to date. And Putin has repeatedly warned of the risk of the war broadening out to involve the world's biggest nuclear powers.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Yemen's Houthi rebels on Thursday claimed responsibility for two missile attacks in the Gulf of Aden. This is VOA News. In a stunning show of unity in the often divided U.S. House of Representatives, Democrats joined a majority of Republicans on Wednesday to save the GOP speaker from an attempt to by fellow Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene to remove him from office. While Democrats and the minority threw the Louisiana congressman a life raft by voting on his side, they made it clear they might not do that again. That means the threat for Johnson still lingers. Stormy Daniels delivered shocking testimony about former U.S. President Donald Trump as the trial is on business records. AP correspondent Michael Sisak reports the defense sought another mistrial, arguing that Stormy Daniels' testimony was prejudicial.
The testimony, according to Trump lawyer Todd Blanche, amounted to a dog whistle for rape. But Daniels made clear in her testimony that her encounter that she says happened with Trump, that it was consensual. The prosecution said that the details that she offered were necessary to prove her contention that there was a sexual encounter and to show the motivation for Trump years later to want that story suppressed.
That is AP correspondent Mike Sisak reporting. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports in a key ruling in Hunter Biden's gun case.
A request to dismiss the federal gun case against Hunter Biden has been rejected by an appeals court in Philadelphia. A three-member panel of the court said it doesn't have jurisdiction to review the matter. In an order shortly after that ruling came down, a federal judge in Delaware said the case would proceed to trial on June 3rd. Judge Mary Ellen Noreika, who was appointed to the bench by former President Donald Trump, later denied another bid to dismiss the case that challenged the constitutionality of the central gun charge. The president's son is accused of lying in 2018 about his drug use on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days in Delaware. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. Senate has passed a $105 billion bill designed to improve air safety and customer service for travelers. A day before the law governing the Federal Aviation Administration expires, the bipartisan bill now goes to the House, which is out of session until next week. Senate also passed a one-week extension that will give the House time to pass the bill while ensuring the FAA is not forced to furlough around 3,600 employees. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.